Caesar Week, and I'd like to thank everybody for showing up for Bible study today. This is a non-denominational agnostic Bible study class, and that's why we hold it in a bar instead of in church. So, let me lead off with a question. Does anybody know the name of Lancelot Andrews? Come on, this is the poetry crowd. He's responsible for some of the best poetry in the English language, and you don't know his name? Well, he was a bishop in the 17th century, and he was the guy who headed up the team of scholars who translated the King James Bible. How about that? So, a little bit of history here. English at the time in the 17th century, at the start of the 17th century, when King James came to power, was kind of a baby language. It had just finished baking, so to speak. English is actually a mashing together of French and German, because when Norman the Conquerors came in, all the nobles spoke French. All the peasants spoke German. And it took a long time for those two languages to come together and make English. So the first dictionary came into English in the 16th century, and also the first encyclopedia. Shakespeare was written in the 16th century, and at the start of the 17th, there were some previous attempts to write the Bible in English, but they finally got it right with King James. And Lancelot Andrews basically headed up a group of 47 scholars, English scholars, that were tasked with different sections of the Bible, and they translated the whole thing. The Old Testament was in Hebrew and Aramaic, and most of the New Testament is actually in Greek, and Jesus probably spoke Aramaic, so it was a double translation even to get to the English. But since I've only got 5 minutes, I would actually like to do the Sermon on the Mount, which is my favorite part of the Bible. It speaks to me most, and frankly, Easter always kind of confused me. I'm not sure about the resurrection, but golly, I love Jesus because he preached love and nonviolence, and that's enough for me. So, in lieu of doing the entire Sermon on the Mount, I selected another piece, and you'll recognize it, obviously. It's short, and its power to heal is still amazing after all these centuries. You ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.